I'm here with Dr. Brian Bergman from the University of Colorado Denver Lifestyle Modification Study. Brian, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and describe the study?
Sure. So I'm an associate professor of medicine in the University of Colorado, and we're doing a study to try to figure out how muscle lipids, so fat that's stored in muscle, makes people at greater risk for type 2 diabetes. What this looks like for participants is we have three arms to this intervention study. One arm, people will come in and have some baseline measures taken, and then they'll do a weight loss intervention for 3 months, and then the initial measures will be repeated. The second arm is the same pre and post measurements, but this will be an exercise training only intervention where people don't lose weight but become much more fit. And the third arm is a delayed intervention control, meaning people just go through their normal daily life. They're tested before and after that, so we know what normal variation is. And then they have the option when they get done to either do weight loss only, exercise training only, or a combination of the two to make their lifestyle more healthy.
Are there any possible benefits or compensation for people who participate?
Sure, there is some compensation. I think we pay $500, but that really isn't the main reason we want people to do this study. The benefit of this study is that people get a ton of information about their own health. We collect a lot of information on every participant, and we give that back to everybody after the study is over. So I want to really empower people with information about their own health to help them become more savvy with their own health. The other benefits, of course, are people may lose weight if they're in that arm. They'll become exercise trained if they're in that arm. And if they're in the third arm, they, of course, can lose weight and become exercise trained. So that's a definite benefit. But I really want to encourage people to participate because they're going to learn a lot more about their health and learn a lot more about nutrition and healthy living.
What might we learn from this study?
The purpose of this study, as I mentioned before, was to look at how muscle lipids are related to the risk of getting type 2 diabetes. And so we're really tunneling down into some science nerdery about how these lipids interact with muscle to make it less sensitive to insulin. And that is the scientific premise for the whole study. And the ultimate hope is to come up with new therapeutic targets to prevent or treat type 2 diabetes.
Is there any potential impact that that might have on the healthcare system or society at large in the future?
Well, type 2 diabetes is an enormous public health burden. And so, if we could make some inroads into figuring out better ways to prevent or treat type 2 diabetes, this could have a huge impact on society at large.
What kind of people are needed to make this research possible?
We're looking for all kinds of people. So, we're looking for men and women of all racial and ethnic backgrounds in the study. People have to be 30 to 50 years old and obese. And by obese, we mean the clinical definition based on body mass index. So, body mass index needs to be over 30. And we're looking for people who are obese with and without prediabetes. So, if a doctor said, hey, you have a high risk of diabetes because your glucose is in this range and you have prediabetes, we're looking for that. And we're also looking for individuals who have newly diagnosed type 2 diabetes, but who are not yet on the medications to treat it, or might be told by the doctor that, hey, you need to do lifestyle modifications to try to treat that for now.
And what would a participant in this study need to do?
There are a lot of different things that go into this study. Generally, it's a 4 month commitment. The first month is preliminary visits where we're collecting a lot of the baseline information about individuals in the study. And this is the information that we give back to people that I think is really one of the greatest parts about being in the study. Then we do 1 day. It's actually in a hospital, it's a half a day where people come into the hospital and we do a bunch of tests to see their diabetes risk. And we take a muscle biopsy, which sounds really scary and nasty, but it's really not that big of a deal. And then people enter the intervention arm of the study, where they'll either in the weight loss only, exercise training only, or delayed intervention control. And then all the measures in that hospital that I mentioned, the diabetes test and the muscle biopsy, are repeated. So the 4 month commitment and four total visits to University Hospital, effectively.
What questions do people have when they're considering whether to participate in this study?
The biggest question we get, well, there's two big questions. One is, can you describe a muscle biopsy? And because people have a lot of apprehension about that. And so I'll do that very briefly. One is, the first thing that happens is we clean up the skin to get rid of all the bugs that live on it. We put in some lidocaine, which is numbing medicine, to numb the skin. And then we numb down to the muscle. We make a small incision. It's about 2 or 3 millimeters long, through which we insert a muscle biopsy needle. Muscle biopsy needle looks like a number 2 pencil. It's tapered on an end, on the end with a little hole in it. And we put that into the muscle, and we take a little piece of muscle out through that needle that looks like the number 2 pencil. The muscle doesn't have pain receptors for cutting or slicing, so you don't notice that. People just feel volume displacement, and it sort of feels just sort of funny. I've had 8 of them done to me, and they're not that terrible. They're just kind of a weird sensation. So that's one of the things that people worry about. The other is just the time. This is a long study with a lot of visits. We do 3 days of dietary control before these hospital visits that I mentioned before, and that is a bit of an inconvenience. I mean, we provide food for you for one of those days. 2 of the days are just we get an estimate of the kind of foods that people normally eat, and we ask them to eat some of those normal foods, and then on the third day we actually provide food for them. So there's a bit of a time commitment that's involved and a little bit of just a rigmarole.
Dr. Brian Bergman, thank you very much.